Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. It is a Victory Monday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Packers defeating the Bears 28-21. And a guy who was on the call nationally on the radio yesterday. You catch him on ESPN New York. Heck, if you listen to ESPN Radio, I'm sure you're going to hear him calling some games over the bowl season, NFL games. He does it all. Our buddy Chris Carlin. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, brother? It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for having me in. This is awesome. This is a great setup.
Yeah.
I got lost. This place is so big.
Not the only one that's happened to. Q Myers was here over the NFL draft, and he kind of got lost in the hallways here at GKB Milwaukee.
I mean, I'm an idiot to begin with, Chewy, so like this is no big surprise.
Join the club. You'll feel right at home here, Chris. Chris, what was your takeaway from the game? I think the thing that surprised me the most, because I didn't know what the Bears were, I think I can say today the Bears are good. They're good.
Yeah.
And a reason, I think a big part of why they're good is because their coaching staff is very good.
They are an exceptionally well-coached team. That comes out of it. The fact that they're down 14-3, that game could have gotten out of hand earlier in the second half, and they didn't let it. They came out. They responded. They had answers offensively. I thought Philadelphia for them the week before was more about Philadelphia than it was necessarily about the Bears. When you get run over for 300 yards, I don't care who it is. Like, that's more about you and your defense. Yesterday, I thought the Bears actually responded pretty well. But what really impressed me about the Packers is you came right back with haymakers yourself. Like, every time that they were there, they came right back down the field and delivered a blow themselves. And I think it says more that the Bears are a good team, yes, but the Packers beat a good team yesterday, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So with Jordan Love, you mentioned bouncing back throws. He's only thrown four picks this year, but it seems like all four have been like, wait, what the hell were you looking at?
Yeah, I don't know what he was looking at the first one.
And so he throws the interception yesterday, but again, he's only done it four times this year, so that's still a low number. But what does it say about him that he's able to bounce back, throw the three touchdowns? That
I mean, what the number now is, if I'm not mistaken, week 11 and later in his career, it's now 37 touchdowns and three interceptions.
Oh, are you familiar with Jordan Love and Toyotathon?
I'm not familiar with the Toyotathon part.
Well, yeah, so week 11 coincides. I don't know who figured this out.
Right.
But it became
just a person on Twitter that started this whole thing.
So it started his first year. They started calling Jordan Love a Toyotathon merchant because his great numbers, as you mentioned, started lining up when, for whatever reason, Toyotathon starts.
Oh, my God.
And now that has launched into, he has a partnership with Toyotathon, and they were sending out cards with a game-worn Christmas sweater that Jordan Love had and then autographed. Like, he's turned into a whole thing, Jordan Love and Toyotathon.
I hope whoever that dude is getting a slice of that money. I know he's not, but I mean, that seems unjust.
At least get one of the cards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's absurd that you played that well that much later in the year, but man, it's a trait that you want. It's a trait that you want in the absolute worst way, because nationally, and I think you guys know this, there were still and still are a lot of questions about Jordan Love and what he is, but when you see him day to day like you guys have, you understand that for whatever reason, he gets off to these slower starts, but man, to be able to pick it up when it matters the most is what matters to me.
My takeaway with the Packers, though, because I posed a question last week to the group here, and I said, going into this game, are you more confident that the Bears are good or Packers are very good? Hmm. I don't think I can call the Packers very good yet. Just from the stance, I look at Seattle, and I look at the Rams, who put up monster points. The Packers are all in that 28 total when they play an opponent. That's the only reason. I think there's a couple things. I don't want Philly coming here.
Right.
And I don't want to go to Seattle.
I think this is it for Philly, though, Chewy.
You think so?
I've worked in that market, so I talk to a lot of people still down there. And you know, it seems like every year they needed some drama, and it's always been stupid drama, and the drama tends to be getting dumber by the moment. And even though Brandon Graham came back, they have been missing some of that leadership. Even though what happened last year happened, I think the Packers are better. I really do. I think the Packers and the Rams are the two best teams. I'm still not buying in 100%, although Smith and Jigba's had an amazing season in Seattle. Darnold will not have me until he's winning playoff games. He just won't. And as far as the Packers are concerned, I am a huge believer in this defense. We were just talking off the air. Jeff Hafley is going to get a head coaching opportunity this offseason. And yesterday wasn't even one of his best games. But again, they come up with plays when they need to. And I really like that. And listen, that last play, Nixon was ready for because it's the same play they ran last week against Philadelphia. And by the way, you guys should be sending Caleb Williams a Christmas card for not running and getting the first down because it was right there.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that.
Yeah, if he just ran, they get the first down and the game's still going.
Do we know what he is, Caleb Williams?
I see throws that are sailed yesterday at times. I see throws that are outstanding yesterday at times. The sidearm throw that he threw for the touchdown to Zacchaeus. Now, granted, it went through the hands of the DB in front of him, but still, I thought it was a pretty good throw. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. And I think it's really interesting to watch him late in the season. Now that team has had a lot of success, 58% going into yesterday, and you see why people are talking about that. Although I will say, he threw better on the run yesterday than I expected. Because I expected that, you know, those were going to be where his main issues were, and that's not what the case was.
Chris Carlin was on the call yesterday on the radio side for Packers and Bears. Again, catch him. Number of different games on ESPN Radio the rest of this month of December. What's it like watching Micah Parsons live and in person? That's one thing that I have not done for the Packers this season. And he didn't have a sack yesterday, but he's still everywhere.
It's not just that. It's the influence that he has that allows to open up for Rashawn Gary as well. Because it felt like at times Gary was chasing it down more, but they were just absolutely doing everything they could to do anything to Micah Parsons, and they couldn't do it. And I have to tell you, I hate the Cowboys so much that it's awesome to be able to watch him and like stomach it. You know? But he is just such a dominant force. Oh my Lord. That was such a trade that was so incredibly worth it in so many ways. And look, we can talk about Hafley and we can talk about all the other things. The Packers have had, in my estimation, you know, pretty good defensive players for a while, but this just took it to a whole nother level.
Chris, what's your take on Detroit? Which direction will they go in?
I don't have a lot of faith. I you know, Detroit's defense over the years, not that we were kind of sold a bill of goods in New York with Aaron Glenn, but their defense was never spectacular. He was just kind of seen more as a real good leader, but I don't think it's great. I don't think it's great. I don't think Detroit. I think the Packers are by far the best team in the division. And what does it say about the entire situation that the Bears go from the first seed to the seventh seed by losing that game yesterday?
That's crazy.
Well, that's the follow-up here as we talk with Chris Carlin. The NFL just seems as wide open as I can ever remember it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Chiefs lose again.
Yep.
They might, again, I'm not going to bury them yet because I want to make sure that they're...
We keep saying that, though, man. I don't know. That looked pretty crappy last night.
They were bad last night. Yeah. But again, I want to make sure that they're eliminated and then wait a week before they're actually dead.
Okay.
Before declaring
Now, listen,
them
I'm a show-me-the-body guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Especially when it comes to that team. Yeah. The Ravens lost yesterday. Like, these teams that we thought were going to be at the top of the NFL all the way back in August just aren't there right now.
Yeah.
And the teams that are now at the top... Yeah, I think maybe you probably have some faith in the Rams because we've seen Stafford do it before. Davante Adams has been such a good player. That defense looks really good. But I don't know how much faith you have on top of the AFC either with a young team in New England and then the Broncos doing it basically with their defense.
I have no idea. I have no idea. New England, if you look at what the strength of their record is, the winning percentage of their opponents this year is under 400. Like, that's how bad the teams have been that they've been beating. So I don't know what they are yet, and the Broncos, I've seen them a couple of times in person in addition to whatever. You know, Bo Nix is... You know, it's like, it's just, I can't get into it. You know, like, he's a guy. The defense is very good, but I guess that when I look around right now, the things that have me feeling good are the teams that have the really good coaches, and obviously Sean Payton's one of them. I cannot tell you who is coming out of the AFC right now. I cannot for the life of me. If you told me that the Packers were coming out of the NFC, I'd completely believe that. I would expect it, frankly, at this point.
What about Buffalo?
No.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Chewy, you know what this feels like? It feels like what we're kind of seeing with Mahomes. It feels like the end of the first window that's open in his career. And he will have a second one, but they will have to rebuild it around him. And I think that's up with Josh Allen. I do not have faith in the Bills' defense. Listen. And I know it's Joe Burrow, okay? But if you have to come back like that at home against the Bengals, what are we doing? The Bengals can't stop anybody. They can't stop anybody. It takes that kind of Herculean effort? Come on. No, I'm not buying that crap. Come on.
Chris, just real quick, because I know we're up against it. What were your feelings on Notre Dame being left out of the CFP?
Well, here's the problem. I'm Irish Catholic, and I hate Notre Dame.
I'm a BC guy. I hate them more than you.
And by the way, I know being a BC guy, bless you, my son. Honestly, if you're Notre Dame, beat Miami, and we're not talking about it today. That's all there is to it. And I understand what you're talking about. Here's what it is. You thought you were so good. Problem with Notre Dame is they think they're Notre Dame. And when they do, and they're not in a conference, that's why they're not in today. If they were in a conference, would be in today, because the strength of schedule versus Alabama's, it's just not close. It's not close, and I'm sorry that they feel like they got hosed. If you want to complain about anything, complain about the process leading up to it, but the result was right.
Chris, appreciate you jumping on with us. Have a good show, and look forward to hearing you again all throughout the month of December on ESPN Radio.
I need some breakfast. What's going on here?
That's not my responsibility.
No, I know, but like,
usually Jen brings in like a bunch of she brings in like this whole like breakfast for herself every morning. But no,
but she usually drops it in the parking garage on the ground and then brings it in. So tread lightly.
Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Chris Carlin joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Do want to tell you about our friends over at the Jewelry Center, because, of course, that's where I went. Dean, the Dancing Machine over there, he is going to make sure that if you want to get that diamond engagement ring, especially this time of year, that it's going to be right. Again, I had an idea what my now wife was looking for in a ring. Maybe you don't. Go to her Pinterest board, see if she's got anything there, bring that in, and the helpful team at the Jewelry Center always going to point you in the right direction, whether it's a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamond, whatever you're in the market for. When it comes to that engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has you covered. Check out the inventory at any one of the three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or online at shoptjc.com.